Let's say you have no races. Let's say you have no classes, no nothing. There's no purpose in your life. You know, people need to have purpose to get up. They need purpose to perform. You need to get to a point in your life where there's nothing on the docket.
I have a 17-year-old son. A year ago, he was suicidal and in a really bad place. You saved his life. So by listening to your books, this is a picture of him a year ago.
I appreciate that.
This is a picture of him now.
God, dog. This kid was big. Now he's all ripped the fuck up. That's badass.
That's because of you.
If you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes. It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. If you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself, because you have to want it. You have to want to be better. And it starts off with, you have to have pride in yourself. You have to have pride in yourself.
You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. You did it. Yeah.
Who's up here in the fucking moment?
You know why people connect with my book so well? For some reason, God put me in almost every fucked up situation on the planet Earth. I believe the only way you can, everybody's looking for mental toughness.
Yeah.
Every athlete, everybody in the world is looking for mental toughness. The only way you gain mental toughness is to do things you're not happy doing. If you continue doing things that you're satisfied and to make you happy, you're not getting stronger. You're staying where you're at. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse. You're not staying the same. Now, continually to look in the mirror, look at the reflection. It's called the accountability mirror. What have I done today to improve David Goggins? Self-discipline is everything. If you don't have it, I don't look at you right, because I know you're capable of more. It's not discipline so much for me. It's all on you. It's all on you. The self part is what's big. Where you're going to fail and you're going to be in your head, you're going to be saying, I'm not good enough. And it's how you get through that. It's how you get through that on a daily basis. When that thing is saying, man, I'm 43, I've done so much, you start to become civilized. The refrigerator gets full. You start making money and you start, I'm not getting cold anymore, I'm retired. You start to believe this shit. And it becomes in your fucking mind, like, there's people who are retiring, you know, at 40-something years old or 30-something years old. At 43, I'm still putting 100-mile weeks, still doing thousands of pull-ups, thousands of push-ups, because I'm not allowing myself to become civilized. The worst thing that can happen to a man is become civilized. You lose that fucking fight. You lose that, why the fuck am I doing this shit? I'm good. You ain't good, man. You ain't never fucking arrived. And that's just my mentality. You may have more, but you never fucking arrived. You want to be uncommon amongst uncommon people. If you're in a fight, you have to attack. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the fuck is in front of you.
When I was in the military, we go on these instructor-led runs. Most of the time, we knew the start and end point. So on the way back, I start seeing people getting happy and shit because the end was near. But there were some asshole instructors that would hear the happiness and go right on past the end point. When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads would stop dropping. And I start taking fucking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was fucking good. I don't live off that hope shit. I wish the water was cold. I wish them motherfucking instructors keep on fucking running. I wish for fucking rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the fuck you are. Stay hard.
So that's why I came with the thing called Taking Souls in my book. I started to devise ways to break a soul of a human being, of an object, of whatever's in front of me. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless. Nothing.
It brings me back when I was 300 pounds trying to lose fucking weight to get a Navy SEALs. My goal was to go out, I had a plan. My plan is to go out there and run 4 fucking miles. But guess what? Everybody's got a fucking plan so they can hit in the fucking mouth. That's from Mike Tyson. So when your plan fails, when those bolts and fucking laws get too heavy, when you get knocked the fuck down on the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life and your plan is fucked up, what the fuck are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay fucking hard.
Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday, and I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day. Stay hard.
There has to be something. This is what I'm talking about now, because this isn't a hack. This has to be in you. Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. Sometimes you can read a David Goggins book, because I was all this shit and then a lot more fucked up. But if you don't have a little flame, you know, just that, just barely, you're done. I can't light it for you. And that's the harsh reality of this life that I want to get across so fucking bad. You can watch me, you can watch you, you can watch fucking Rogan and Cameron Haynes, all these motherfuckers. You can go to Tony Robbins' fucking bullshit, do all this shit, do all this shit. If you could keep going back and keep spending money and spending money and spending money with no results, you can wonder, wow, maybe let me go try out David Goggins. He ain't gonna fucking help you. You have to explore, examine the insides of yourself. And what do you really want out of life?
One of the keys to my success in life was I was able to see myself at the end of a very difficult task before I even started it. When I was 297, out of shape and afraid of water, I was able to see myself at graduation as a Navy SEAL. But as time went on, I kept on getting rolled back to day one. And every day got longer and longer. So what I had to do was I had to take this big chunk and make it small. So I became the master of the one day that I was living. We have to do that now. We don't know when the end is coming to this. So we gotta master that one day. It may keep on getting pushed back day after day. If you master that day and want to be harder and stronger, you'll figure it out. Stay hard.
You have to envision something that is more powerful than you. Something has to get you out of bed, and you have to create it. It has to be false, because you're not it. You're a fat piece of shit, and that's the reality of it. So you have to create a false reality to live in that, just to get to work on yourself. That's the reality.
Life will not always be 70 and sunny. Life is the ultimate competitor. It's relentless. It will continue to attack when you least expect it. We must learn to adapt and overcome to any and all obstacles that are in front of us. We have to evolve. And the way I evolved was I changed my diet, had to start doing a lot more cross training. When the obstacle gets in front of you, don't let it stop you. Don't let it deter you. Navigate around that motherfucker.
I want you to learn that the only way you grow is how to look at yourself and say, okay, like I did, table longer than this. What the fuck I have to do to get somewhere? I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. Well, basically, I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not this. I can't do this, I can't do this. I'm all these insecurities. Your life finally started. When you sit in the ugly mirror and say, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, you finally started your life. But most of all, your biggest fears, the biggest things that put you in the fucked up place you are today are in there. That's why we all like to keep them shut, even like to lock them up, act like they never happened. That's why you never grow. You never improve. You never have real conversations like we're having right now. Never, never. Oh, no. Let's not go there. You got to relive it. Every fucking detail of it. You can't just be like, oh, yeah, my dad beat me. And, you know, it is what it is. Hey, it is what it is, motherfucker. It's killing you. It's taking over your whole fucking life. But that's the conversation. Yeah, my dad beat me. I'm fine now, though. I'm good. Okay. All right. No, you ain't. You ain't fine. Human beings want to show you the best side. And they want to hide the worst side. For me, I'm going to teach you how to be vulnerable, because that's the only way you fix yourself.
So there's different leadership styles. One right now is in this week in society. It's the instant gratification. Give a pat on the back the second they do anything. Show them that they're doing a good job. Guess what? There's a lot of things in life that don't deserve a pat on the back. A pat on the back comes when you overachieve things that you're supposed to do. In life, there's a lot of things we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be our fucking best. We're supposed to get up early. We're supposed to work out. We're supposed to be uncomfortable. We're supposed to do all these fucking things that people are now looking for a fucking pat on the back. How about this leadership style? Instead of people buying into the fucking pat on the back, buying into this shit right here, buying into the fact that, guess what? Instead of looking for a pat on the back, let me look at being a better team person. Let me look at better self. Let me look at being a better family. All this other shit. Look at being the person that you're not looking for a pat on the back. But you lead it from the front, knowing one thing. As a human being, we're supposed to do these things.
I didn't teach myself victory first. I taught myself failure. I taught myself how to fail. And people are like, that's so depressing, is it? When you're 300 pounds and you can't read and write and you're fucked up, you know how many times you're gonna fucking fail on that process? So if you don't know how to fail, there is no victory.
Motherfuckers, look for inspiration. Inspiration's found. And every first step you take, every grasp of that fucking iron bar, all that shit, all the miles in the pool, inspiration's found in suffering. So right now, this is my greatest recovery. As I recover, I find inspiration. Stay hard.
I will have normal, everyday people picking me apart. Oh, his life is miserable. Who wants to live like that? He looks, it's crazy how he's, it's almost like he's sick, he's psychotic, because human beings need to hear this. They need to stop hearing these hacks on this and that. There's no fucking hack, bro. There's no fucking hack. Yeah, you may this and that and saunas and this, and all this shit that they, yeah, it's great. There is no fucking life hack. To grow that thing, how do you grow it? Do it and do it and do it and do it. That's the hack. The hack is gonna fucking suck. And that's what I realized. Life, that's why I wanted to come on here today. I didn't want to come on here and talk about no fucking passion and purpose and how to get the fuck out of bed and how to hit a fucking alarm clock and all this catchphrase bullshit. Because that wasn't how I lived. I woke up like every human being does and goes, fuck, man, I'm a fucking piece of shit today. How the hell is this gonna work out for me? And you fight that.
Growing up, my dad did a good job of dehumanizing me. He didn't care much how I thought or how I felt. So when I saw the military uniform when I was growing up, I thought to myself, if I can get that uniform on, I would find honor in wearing the uniform. So not only did I want to be in the military, I wanted to be in special ops. But I realized to be in special ops, you got to know how to swim. So I got a how-to book on swimming. The first page was easy, float. So I went to the pool, tried to float. I sank right down to the bottom. I realized I was negative buoyant as hell. The more I failed, the more my father's words were creeping to my mind about how I'm not good enough. All this other bullshit he said to dehumanize me. As time went on, I started realizing the more I didn't quit, the more self-respect I gained it, and the power was all mine. In life, it's important to do one thing. Many people will try to dehumanize you. It's up to you to find self-respect and dignity in yourself. You don't need a uniform to have honor. You need to have pride in yourself.
When this voice over here, the real you, is saying, get the fuck out of here. Go. You're nobody. You've always been nobody. And it's true. People don't hear that. That's a true voice.